You're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Trinity University head women's basketball coach Amy Bradley. Again, the Tigers close out their regular season 13-12 on the year, 6-10. Excuse me, 9-7 in SCAC play, earning the number 2 seed out of the Western Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, as I mentioned, you guys close out the regular season with a 4-game winning streak, having won 10 of your final 13 games. Just talk about the way this team's playing as you guys head into the conference championship.
Well, we're obviously very excited to finish strong. It's been kind of a crazy year for us in terms of up and down results, but what has never wavered is the effort of our team, and I think you're starting to see the positive results that are a result of a lot of hard work, just individually and as a team. Our young kids are really coming along, and of course we've got great leadership from Danielle Hubenak, and Abby Dietert has just had a phenomenal season, so we're very excited coming down to the conference tournament.
Coach, again, 9-7 in SCAC play, earning that number 2 seed out of the Western Division. You draw the number 3 seed in the East in Rhodes College. You've met up with the Lynx back on the 28th of January in Memphis, picking up a big 77-66 road win behind 20 points and 8 rebounds from Abby Dietert. Just talk about what you take away from that game and what you guys learned heading into Friday's matchup.
Well, we're really excited about playing Rhodes. They're a great team. We know that we're going to have to prepare and be ready to play. They've got, you know, some great veteran leadership as well, and Coach Dean does a great job with that team. And a couple years ago, they knocked us out of the tournament in the first round, so we're definitely looking forward to playing them, and it should be a good game. I've watched the film a couple of times this week. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, and both teams have improved since that game, and so we're looking forward to a really hard-fought battle. I think our guards are going to match up really well. There's some great guards from our conference in this game, and it should be a really exciting game to watch.
You mentioned, obviously, Trinity and Rhodes, no strangers to meet in the first round. This will be the fourth time that the two schools have met in the first round. But, Coach, you talk about this team sort of facing some adversity, 3-9 to start the year, but throughout the second half of the season, as I mentioned, 10-3. What have you seen has been the biggest difference on this ball club throughout the second half of the season?
Well, number one, I think it's the growth of our freshman class, and I would count Jana Tucker in that group. She was injured all of last year, so this technically is her first year to play, and I think they have just gotten more and more confidence. I think as coaches, we all knew that we potentially could have a year like we're having this second half, and we knew we could potentially have the year we did in the first, and of course we were disappointed with where we started, but I can honestly say there was never a day during practice where these girls didn't come ready to play. And I think for them, it's just been a confidence thing. I think Danielle and Abby have been huge throughout this season. They have never wavered in their commitment. Obviously, they weren't real excited about being 3-9. since you bring that up, that was tough on them, especially for Danielle being a 4-year starter for us and had seen, you know, different levels of our program than that. And so it was, I think it just is a direct correlation between the character of our leadership and the improvement of our freshman class and just the confidence that the team has in playing with each other.
Coach, last time out against Rhodes, the Tigers forced 19 turnovers. Only two other teams the entire season have forced Rhodes into more turnovers. You guys like to be aggressive, put pressure on the ball first in the league in terms of steals in the conference. Just talk about the importance of creating that pressure on the ball, leading to extra, you know, turnovers, which, you know, are extra possessions and easy baskets.
Well, I think as every basketball coach will tell you, when you and have freshmen come into your program, the very first thing you need to teach them is defensive intensity, because typically they're not playing at a fast pace like you are in college at their high school teams. And so I think as a team, that's always been something we've strived to do every single game, is force a lot of turnovers. We have to do that this year. It is a necessity for us just in terms of getting some scoring easily in the paint. We're, you know, a little shorthanded at the post position, but we've made up for it by our intensity on the defensive end, and I think that has shown a tremendous improvement, and it shows in the results we've had over the last several games.
Coach, obviously a big task at hand on Friday, having to go up against Charwell Bell, the league's top scorer in the SCAC. She's developed an outside game, which has made her even more difficult to guard this year. Just talk about that matchup and the problem that presents for your team and how you try and contain her heading into Friday.
Well, Charwell is by far one of the best guards in our conference. She does so many things for Rhodes and so many things that other guards in our conference just flat out can't do. It's really a nightmare preparing for her, because there's not players on your roster that you can can say, okay, go in and play like Char will, because she does so many things well for that team. And we're definitely hopeful that we can force some turnovers and do some other things just to get her out of her rhythm. But I think as a team, you just kind of have to prepare that she's going to get her points, and you have to figure out how to get a win, even though she's going to be a great player for them.
You know, Coach, we talked earlier at the season about this team trying to improve at rebounding. And as you look at the Tigers, not an outstanding shooting team, just 37%. That being said, how important is it going to be for you to crash the boards, maintain those assignments, and try and get some offensive boards that might lead to some extra possessions?
Rebounding is critical for our team, it even more so this year. It's always been something we've focused on. Defense and rebounding are a big part of what we do during practice. Every single day we work on it. Particularly this year, I think, with a bunch of freshmen contributing on the floor, you have to remind them that rebounding is a key component of the game. Typically in high school, they're focused on how many points they're scoring, and we've had several kids buy into how important rebounding is. I think Abby Dietert has improved tremendously in this area, even though she's always been good at it. I think now she's made a more focused effort and has done a tremendous thing for our team, just improving in that area, and I think it's something that's critical for us this tournament.
Coach, you mentioned some outstanding guards that are going to be in this game, and one guard that's on your team who's been an outstanding player for you throughout her career, Danielle Hubenak. For those who haven't seen her play and are going to get a chance to in this SCAC tournament, obviously the career leader in assists at Trinity University, just talk about what they're going to get a chance to see and watch her play on Friday.
Well, I think Danielle surprises a lot of people even now. Every game she does what we need her to do to win the game. And, you know, now she's got a little help around her, so that effort is paying off. I thought it was very fitting that she got Conference Player of the Year this weekend, because what a great job leadership-wise she did. Those were, you know, it was a must-win situation for us against Southwestern. And that's a tough game, and of course, every team keys into defending Danielle as well as Abby, and she just does a tremendous job. I think it's very rare that you can find a person that plays with such intensity to score but does such a great job distributing the basketball, and I think that's something that you'll see this weekend from Danielle, and I know she's just consistently given her best in every single game, and we're really excited to see what she can do this weekend.
And finally, Coach, just talk about, you know, some keys and maybe some adjustments that you're going to be making heading into this game Friday and into the tournament in order to try and play well and make a run in this championship.
Well, I think the number one priority for us is just, you know, with a young team, we've got to focus on things that make us a good team, and that is defense and rebounding. And I think those are things that you can control. I know with shooting percentages, I wish I had a formula bottled up that would help our team shoot 60-70% every game, but we're definitely understanding what our roles are as a team. We've spent a lot of time on that the last 3-4 weeks, and I think for us a turning point has been just the consistency of our new players, and I think they'll continue to do that. We're just excited to go to a tournament where we have an opportunity to make some things happen, because obviously this year has in some ways been disappointing, but in other ways has been really satisfying as a coach, and I'm just excited to be playing our best basketball at the end of the year.
Trinity University head women's basketball coach Amy Bradley, again, the Tigers closing out the regular season with a record of 13-12, 9-7 in SCAC play, earning that number 2 seed out of the Western Division and drawing the number 3 seed in Eastern Division, Rhodes College, the nightcap of the first day of the SCAC women's basketball tournament, 8 p.m. Central Time from Millsaps College. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward through the SCAC tournament.
Thanks so much.